Sam Quiñones has been covering immigration on both sides of the Mexican border for more than a decade, most recently for the Los Angeles Times. He's just published a book called Antonio's Gun and Delfino's Dream, True Tales of Mexican Migration. One tale is about a man who enters the U.S. in the trunk of a car. He ends up making a fortune as the tomato king of Central California. Another story touches on a soccer team that helps a small Kansas town adapt to an influx of Mexican immigrants. And then there's construction worker Delfino Juarez, who finds that each step toward his dream of success in America takes him further from his desire to return to Mexico. Quiñones says each story in his book reveals the contradictions and the complexities in the immigration debate.
I like the nuance. I like the subtlety, the complexity. I like the fact that in one person you can have envy, but then generosity, nobility, and cowardice in the same person. There's a lot of gray in the world, and that's what I find beautiful and exciting to write about.
So it seems like in this book you were in your own way trying to contribute to the immigration debate and how Americans think, not just about policy, but the people involved. What is it that Americans don't understand about immigration?
Gosh, so much about it. I think, first of all, that immigration, for example, does not create any solutions for Mexico. We try to think in terms of the burdens it puts on us down here. I think Mexican immigration has been a disaster for Mexico because it drains out of the country not the most educated, not the most talented in ways the world would recognize as talent, but certainly the most energetic, the most dynamic, the great risk takers of those villages. They're coming here. I also want people to understand the effects on physically on Mexico. Mexico is filling now with villages with beautiful homes. The dollars that people send home are building gorgeous houses back in Mexico in the states of Jalisco, Zacatecas, Michoacan, and other places. Those houses are entirely empty. It's a bizarre, weird thing to behold. An entire third of the country essentially is growing up into villages that the immigrants wanted to have when they left. They wanted to have paved streets and beautiful houses and electricity. Those villages have all of that. What they don't have anymore is people. So these villages are just kind of standing monuments to a kind of a dream that these immigrants had at one point of, well, one day I'm coming home. They spend their entire lives building these houses, and at the very end of their lives or the end of their work lives, by the time they're 50, 55, 60, they realize they're really not going home. Their kids are here, grandchildren are here. They have changed.
And you say it's interesting because those homes are in some ways an invitation, sort of a clarion call for people to take to the road or the desert and try to cross into the United States so they too can make money, send it back, and build these homes.
Exactly right. I mean, immigration creates more immigration. It does not create any solution for Mexico. And that's the whole point of Delfino's story. Delfino came to a little town near L.A., and in 2 years, he built a two-story house, something he had not been able to do in 10 years, working construction in Mexico City. That house stands as like a recruiting poster, essentially. No one from his village ever went to the United States until he built that house. And today, 2+ years after that house was completed, there's 100, 120 guys from his one village in the United States, all because they saw the poorest kid in the village go away for 2 years and come back and build a two-story house.
Sam, you've grown very close to the subject and these characters. You've covered immigration for a very long time. Is it ever a struggle for you? Do you ever feel like you're walking a fine line between journalism and activism?
No. The only way I'm an activist is to say I try to tell people stories of people who have never had their stories told. I really try very, very hard, I believe, not to be an activist, because in truth is, I still today don't even know which side sometimes I'm on in the immigration debate. It changes about every 90 minutes. Both sides are right. I think that's one of the problems with this debate. People are unwilling to notice or recognize that both sides are right. That's why it is such a complex and such a difficult issue to address from a policy standpoint.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
Sam Quiñones is the author of Antonio's Gun and Delfino's Dream, True Tales of Mexican Migration. You can read an excerpt from the book and learn more about global migration myths and trends at our website, npr.org.